it was Al all the time. Hey, don't you remember I was your pal? Buddy, can you spare a dime? Boots, gee, we look swell, full of that Yankee doodly-dum. 20 million boots sloshing through hell, I was the guy with a drum. Hey, don't you remember, you call me Al, it was Al all the Don't you remember I was your pal? Buddy, can you spare a dime? Buddy, can you spare a Schwartz for such a long time, and he kindly said that he would play for us tonight. It's good to hear him again. Told old Bill when he left home this morning. Told old Bill when he left home this evening.
Oh no, well it can't be so. so you know, Bill left here about an hour ago. This morning is the evening, so soon. She said, oh no, well it cannot be. This morning, oh no, well it cannot be this evening. Oh no, well it cannot be. Bill left here about a quarter three. This morning is the evening, so soon. Hurry up wagon this morning. Well, they brought Bill home in a hurry up wagon this evening. Brought Bill home in a hurry up wagon. Brought Bill home and his feet was dragging.
That's really my grocery list.
We got the cottage cheese.
Yeah, hey, don't forget the chicken soup. Whoever this is. You'll be hearing Dave Bromberg do a version of, I started to say a version of Delia. repeat that entire sentence. Another version of Delia tomorrow afternoon. And it's beautiful the way he does it. Since he's not here, I'll do my version. I like mine for me and his for him.
Delia cursed to leave, cursed him such a wicked curse. If he hadn't shot her, she'd have cursed him 10 times worse. Well, Delia's gone. One more round now, Delia's gone. Now they send for the doctor, come all dressed in white. Done everything well a doctor could do, but they couldn't make Delia right. Just to give my poor heart ease. Well,
arrested, and on Tuesday he was tried. Jury box found him guilty, and the sentence was to die. Well, the deal is gone. One more round of deal is gone.
Start it so we can get what beat you want to sing it, okay?
Judge said, I won't hang him, but I'll give you a lie.
another one with that beautiful piano. We'll do another one with that piano. That was pretty. I don't know what we're going to do, but we'll do something. This is a blues that we'll start out with a few B.B. King verses that Big Mama Thornton does. But I've added a couple of other verses to it and subtracted others. It's called Sweet Little Angel. Get your own thing going over there.
Oh, I just want to make sure.
I've got a sweet little angel. Now I love the way he spread his wings. Well, I've got a sweet little angel. I love the way he spread his wings. When he spread his wings around me, I know joy in everything. Hey, won't you help me find my baby? God knows I've tried. Won't you help me find my baby? God knows, yeah, I've tried and tried. Won't you help me find my baby? So I can have him by my side. You know it's 3 o'clock in the morning, just about the break of day. Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, just about the break of day. I reach my hand across the pillow where
short time, we had to go over a few things. I'd like to finish up with Only a Tramp, and if you'd like to sing the chorus with me, please do.
Only a tramp was Lazarus that day, as he lay down by the rich man's gate, he begged for some food. Now, something to eat, but they left him to die like a tramp on the street. He was some mother's darling, some mother's son. Once he was fair and once he was young, some mother brought him the little darling to sleep, but they left him to die, oh yes, like a tramp on the Jesus, he died on Calvary steep hill. He shed his life's blood for you and for me. They pierced his heart, his hands and his feet, but they left him to die like a tramp on the street. He was the Mary's own darling, God's chosen son. Should come and knock at your door, would you let him come in and take from your store? How would you turn him away now without nothing to? Would you leave him to die like a tramp on the street? He was Mary's own darling, God's chosen son. Once he was fair, once he was young, oh yes,
getting hot in here, and so we're going to open the doors and turn on the fans. Biograph Records, Sing Out Magazines, coffee and soda, and I don't know what all else they got over there. Huh?
Brownies and donuts.
Brownies and donuts. John Wilcox. John is going to be backed up tonight. John is from California originally. He's kind of settled temporarily in this area. He's been working evidently yesterday or I don't know when, last night or sometime, with Jack Hume, who's going to back him up. And John, I'll let you do it.
You're going to want a voice mic.
Yeah, maybe we should sit, given my delicate condition.
You want to sit or you want to just
stand? Okay, we'll fall on someone in the front row. I've been stricken with laryngitis, so be generous and understanding.
Should I be there?
No, you should be wherever you are.
I'm going to start with a Jesse Winchester song. Maybe I should have the mic close to my mouth so I won't have to yell very much, because I really do have a weak voice. Closer.
I lived with the decent folks in the hills of old Vermont, where what you do all day depends on what you want. And I took up with a woman there, though I was just a kid. I smile like the sun to think of the loving that we did. She rose each morning and went to work, and she kept me with her pay. I was making love all night and playing guitar all day. And I got me apple cider and homemade bread to make a man say grace. Clean linen for my bed and a warm feet fireplace. Yankee lady's so good to me. Yankee lady's just a memory. Yankee lady, so good to me. Your memory, that's enough for me. An autumn walk on a country road and a million flaming trees. I was feeling uneasy 'cause there was winter in the breeze. And she said, oh, Jesse, look over there. The birds are southward bound. Oh, Jesse, I'm so afraid to lose the love that we found. Yankee lady, so good to me. Yankee lady's just a memory. Yankee lady, so good to me. Your memory, that's enough for me. With a lift to Mexico, and now that I see myself as a stranger by my birth. Yankee lady's memory reminds me of my worth. Yankee lady, so afraid it's just a memory. Yankee lady, so good to me. Your memory, that's enough for me. Thank you very much. We're gonna do one by the granddaddy of them all now, the proverbial granddaddy of them all, Mr. Hank Williams. I guess this one's getting a bit of circulation these days. I hadn't heard it for about 15 years, you know, since I was a little grasshopper, and I heard someone sing it and said, Jesus, that sounds familiar. You know, and then I remember that my brother had the record when I was 5 years old or something. So I learned it again. It's a great one. It's one of his best. Lonesome Whistle. I was riding number 9, headed south from Caroline. I heard the lonesome whistle blow. Left my gal, left my home, got in trouble, had to roam. I heard the lonesome whistle blow. Just a kid acting smart, I went and broke my darling's heart. I guess I was too young to know. They took me off the Georgia main and locked me to a ball and chain. I heard the lonesome whistle blow. All the torture and the shame, I'm a number, not a name. I heard the lonesome whistle blow. Now all I do is sit and cry as the evening train goes by. I heard the lonesome whistle blow. Now I'll be locked here in this shit cell till my body's just a shell. And my hair turns whiter than snow. I'll never see that gal of mine, 'cause I'm in Georgia doing time. I heard the lonesome whistle blow. Heard the lonesome whistle blow. Being so understanding.
All you gotta do is sing old favorites.
This is one that I wrote. This next one. So.
That makes it
yeah. Well. Yeah. Let me. I was in bed all day, so I'm a martyr to sing out. This is a song, I'm from California, from, well, lived all my life out there until January. I've been east a couple of times, but always went back. And this song is one that I wrote, oh, about 3 years ago. It evokes the area of Big Sur where I spent a lot of time.
and also sort of reflects my state. I was in graduate school then, very unhappy, sort of. And this song is called The Road. The furthest west that I can go, beyond the row of rolling coastal mountains, where a twisted cypress meets the wind and looks to sea, to feel the sun on me. That's where this body wants to be. I've been a child and played in hills where I've been found. But the world keeps turning round, and now I am a man. As my lonely life goes slipping by, I pause to rest, to do what I think best, to stop and let this spirit be. The road that leads me to the sea, where my road used to be, the signs I still can read. But with trusting fear, I let a blind hand lead me down, until at last I found I was no longer free. So like a drifting piece of driftwood lying on the beach, the sea is just in reach, the tide is almost run. The setting sun will rise tomorrow in the east, another morning's peace. My journey's just begun.
Thank you very much.
One day I was hitchhiking, I was driving in from Mill Valley into San Francisco and picked up a hitchhiker who was carrying a fiddle and told me that he had run into the greatest grass about 3 days before. He had never had such good grass in his entire life. And in fact, he had three original thoughts on this grass he'd never thought of before. It was really just changing his life right and left. And so then he kept rapping on and on and on endlessly. I never did find out what the three original thoughts were, but I did write a song about him. So this is one that, it sort of coincided, my writing a song, with a friend of mine showing me some rock and roll licks. Because I was just, you know, a country singer, and I just knew, you know, G and C and stuff like that. And he said, you know, you didn't even know these things. You've been playing guitar all that time, and you never knew how to do. So I learned that when I was, you know, 2 years old or something. That's what Chuck Berry, you know, got all his fame on. Beatles would be nowhere without him. So I thought I'd better start. So I wrote this song, it's called Insight.
Today I had an insight that blew my mind. I said, why haven't I thought of this before? But I forgot what it was. Now it's got me walking the floor. Today I took a bike ride the park. I said, why don't I do this more often? Off and on, I feel like being free. Sometimes it feels so good it to just be me.
I'd like to evoke the memory of Gil Turner, an old folk singer from these parts years ago. He's best known for writing a song called "Carry It On," which has become part of our tradition, really. Well, Gil calls himself Jelly Roll now, lives out in Big Sur, and is into a lot of questionable things. And at one time had a really nice house up on Burns Creek down near the hot springs. And he let a lot of stragglers in and friends, people that had cars that would go out and buy him wine, he especially liked. And I fit into that category. So, and we also played a lot of music together. He's really a good guy. Don't get me wrong. He does drink a lot of wine, too. And but one day I was walking in the hills above his house, which is about, all of us, well, Big Sur, all of a sudden you're about 4,000 feet above the sea, you know, and it's right down there. It's really not that far, but it's... It must be 2,000 feet. You know, if you walk straight out, about 100 yards, you would be straight in the ocean, but you're instead your way up in the hills. And, well, Big Sur is a very dear place to me. I hope to get back there sooner or later. And I wrote this song one day when I was getting a breath of fresh air from Gil's house, Jelly Roll. First call. It's called Digging the View. Up on the hillside, digging the view, sitting with life all around you. Thanking your stars for the lucky fine times that you found. Somewhere below in the city, there's hate and there's pain to consider. But the sun finds me here, trying to get near the heart of it all. Blue ocean blue, flow right on through, washes the doubts from my mind. Takes me back home to the days when the worries were few. Birds flying over the coastline, rolling waves sing me your song. 'Cause today I've been here trying to get near the place I come from. Up on the mountain, sniffing the air, digging the life that's inside you. Thanking your stars for the lucky fine times, not the lucky good day that you found. Somewhere below on the highway, the current might pull me along. But today I've been here, trying to get near the place I belong. Today I can see, happy to be a part of it all. throw it open to the first person that responds. I'm either going to do now, So Afraid of Losing You Again, The Migrant Song, or Sidewalks of New York.
Migrant Song.
Migrant Song. Okay, if people want to put up with that, it's a great song. So,
it's long.
It's also one that a lot of you have heard, so there'd be no excuse not for singing along on it. This song, let me say, was written by a guy named Peter Krug about 5 or 6 years ago out in California. And I think it's one of the finest songs that's been written ever, you know, but certainly within the folk revival. So... Up from El Centro and San Bernardino, from Bakersfield, Fresno, Madera, Merced, Salinas and Stockton, up to Sacramento, Santa Rosa and Red Bluff, and on back again. 100,000 men, women, and children, they flow on the highway, the old and the young. An unending cycle of sowing and reaping, the Long Valley's labor can never be done. And see how the land yields up her treasures to man's patient hand. Up in the morning, an hour before dawning, stretching and yawning, rubbing sleep from their eyes, with the last star still quivering, the morning breeze shivering, the sun is just lighting the easternmost skies. Soon in the big open trucks they will travel, crowded together and crammed in like cattle. Over pavement, over gravel, over dirt, roll of wheels, out to the orchards, the vineyards, the fields. And see how the land yields up her treasures to man's patient hand. Soon in the long rows the swift hands are toiling, in the day's growing heat and the dusty clouds boiling. The sun presses down with a hot heavy hand on the backs of the laborers working the land. In the shade of the oak tree by the side of the field row, dirty and shoeless, the young children play. While fathers and mothers, older sisters and brothers, toil on their knees in the heat of the day. And see how the land yields up her treasure to man's patient hand. Down from the highway come men in brown uniforms, questioning, checking, and searching, and soon one or two whose papers are not in order will be gone from the cruise in the hot afternoon. But when the sun has descended and a long day is ended, it's back to the trucks wiping sweat from their eyes. Tired and weary and covered all over with fruit juice and brown dust and sweat and black flies. And see how the land yields up her treasure to man's patient hands. Mm-hmm. When there's crops in the fields and there's grapes in the vineyards and the limbs on the trees bow low to the ground. There's food on the table and clothes for the children and singing and dancing and joy all around. But with skies gray as iron and icy winds whistling and frost in the fields and no work to be found. In the cold night they huddle and with hunger they struggle till spring brings back sweetness and life to the ground. And see how the land yields up her treasure to man's patient hand. See how the land yields up her treasures to man's patient hand.
Good singing, huh?
My voice is probably suffering irreparable harm, so we're going to end it up right now, I think, with an old Roy Acuff tune. This is another sing-along song, and also a sacred number for the hour. That's right, since the day after tomorrow is Sunday, it's only appropriate. I could give the same introduction to this song I did to that Hank Williams one. This is one that I must have heard, you know, subliminally for years and years, and then finally I heard someone do it and said, hey, I know that one, and it took me about, you know, 5 minutes to learn the words because they were all sort of there already. So if any of you people had, well, country music childhoods, then you'll know this one. Or country music adulthoods. Or adolescences. Who did you say it was, brother? Who was it fell by the way? When whiskey and blood run together, did you hear anyone pray? I didn't hear nobody pray, dear brother, I didn't hear nobody pray. I heard the crash on the highway, but I didn't hear nobody pray. When I heard the crash on the highway, I knew what it was from the start. I went to the scene of destruction, and a picture was stamped on my heart. There was whiskey and blood all together, mixed with the glass where they lay. Death played a hand in destruction, but I didn't hear nobody pray. I didn't hear nobody pray, dear brother, I didn't hear nobody pray. I heard the crash on the highway, but I didn't hear nobody pray. I wish I could change the sad story that I am now telling you, but there is no way I can change it, 'cause somebody's life is now through. His soul has been called by the master. He died in a crash on the way. I heard the groans of the dying.
John, he was worrying about, this afternoon, about what he should do. Lemon juice, honey, Dristan, aspirin, gargle with salt water.
Sad announcement to make. Very sad announcement. There's a performer supposed to be here tonight. He can't be here because he was arrested by the police for dropping a big turd in the bathroom. Yeah. Which was his protest against pay toilets.
1, 2, 3.
Now me, I work at Harold's Super Service. We specialize in service all the way. There's just one thing that really bugs me. That big old boy that stripped down Model A. At Harrod's Super Service, we do grease jobs. We fix 60 flats every day. And just about the time we get real busy, it flies that guy that stripped down Model A.
And he says, give me 50 cents for the rent. Check my oil too if you don't mind. Wash my windows too if you have time.
Last night I dreamed I died and went to heaven. Went to that big old super service in the sky. I was satisfied, pumping gas forever. Day. I was checking gloves in Moses' magic carpet when I threw the clouds and assumed the Model A.
And he said, give me 50 cents for the record. Check my oil too if you don't mind. Put some air in my tires, won't you miss me? Wash my windows too if you have time. Wash my windows too if you have time.
Thank you.
Thank you all very much.
Yeah.
We're Bottle Hill. I guess everybody told me. The next tune we're going to do is a contemporary bluegrass tune written by the band that's called Country Granola. Are there any Country Granola freaks out here? That's right. Oh, yeah? Oh, okay. Anyhow, this song talks about the everlasting problem that us musicians face. And that is, we try to think about our music all the time, but you know, sometimes it just doesn't work. There are other things that get in our way. Like granola. No, like girls. And music. And tuning. So anyhow, this song is called I Would Surely Like to Have the Bluegrass and the Girls.
Picking. She could play the fiddle, she could cook the chicken. If I had a girl, then each day would be worth starting. If I had a girl, then I would be like Jimmy Martin.
Teardrops in my eyes, falling down like rain. Loving's on my mind, music's on my brain. Wish that I could have the best of both these worlds. I would surely like to have the grass and the girls.
In my bluegrass band, we could travel around the country in my Chevy van. But if the band's too small for the band of the two of us, we could be like Bill Monroe and buy a bluegrass bus.
Teardrops in my eyes, falling down like rain. Loving's on my mind, music's on my brain. Wish that I could have the best of both these worlds. I would surely like to have the bluegrass and the girls. I would surely like to have the grass and the girls.
What's up with that string there, Dick?
Next song we're going to do is...
Bad.
And it's a Rolling Stones. Shut up. It's a Rolling Stones song. It's a Rolling Stones song that we wrote for Mick Jagger. Got it?
I got it, but you can't have any.
I ain't hear it. You ain't hear the G again.
Hey, really, you ought to do something about that. Eat or something.
I want to get something.
Of mine.
you have to go to the bathroom, don't use it. One, two, three, kick it off, boys. I want you to sing this one. It's really bad.
Oh, God, it's so beautiful. It's a nerve
song. We wrote it for Red Dworkus and the Opal City Poker Chips, and they play it on the pinball machine down in Bayonne. Let's go.
The damper on my heart.
I gave her the ring. She gave me the finger.
And the finger stinger lingers like a ringer around my heart.
So that we could buy a ranch home and retire. But she cashed in on my mortgage, even sunk on my old guitar. And that look you're wearing brown says love for hire.
I gave her the ring, she gave me the finger.
That little girl put the damper on my heart.
I gave her the ring, she gave me the finger.
Yes, friends, the finger stinger seems to linger just like a ringer, buddy, around my heart, goddammit.
Put it damper on my heart. Lord, yes, my heart.
I gave her the ring. She gave me the finger.
And the finger stinger lingers like a ringer round my heart.
Enough seriousness for a while. Before I do the next tour, I'd just like to say that if there are any really strange belches coming from the stage, we have these two people sitting in the audience to thank who gave us this really incredible dinner this afternoon of lasagna, which is not the best thing to take before you eat. So,
before you play.
That's what I said, before you eat. But we'd like to thank the spores for our lasagna. What was that? Bring it up again and I'll vote on it.
That's a song, Bear. It's called Return of the Swallow.
That's right. Y'all ready, Luke? All right, this next tune we're going to do, a fellow named Arnie Kaplan asked us to do it. But we're going to do it anyhow. It's written by Harold Arlen, 1939. It's a famous song to the Oscar-winning film, The Wizard of Oz. Y'all ready?
Just goes to our heads.
Oh, Fraser, how would you like to introduce them?
a splinter in his finger.
I got it.
Who gave him the wooden strings? If anyone has a needle, Fraser needs it to remove a splinter from his finger.
That's what they all say.
Huh? You want a band-aid?
No, I don't have a needle.
I'd rather have a needle,
well,
too.
Well, while we're getting the needle to Fraser, I guess...
I'll forget it.
Well, we'll introduce the group. Over here on the far right, which one is it?
That must be me.
We found him. Us to buy it. Don't go and buy it at the nearest Biograph record store or at Andy Spence's house, wherever you have enough money. And I'm also not supposed to tell you about the Joint Hands Cooperative, of which we are part, and if you're interested in the Joint Hands Performance Cooperative, you can come and talk to us, but we won't tell you nothing. This next song is a traditional American folk tune that I learned in West Virginia from a guy that didn't have a finger, this finger, so when he played harp, it looked like it was in his mouth or his nose. And so it's a good love song about somebody who just couldn't make it.
Psst, Tacy.
I can't tell my left from my right. You'll have to choose.
Tell you the reason why. Your mother always told you, poor girl, you'd pass a drunkard by.
Short of life and trouble, a few more words to part. Short. Thank you.
you're just joy for years today. You've been running around too much, and you lost your loving touch. And you show up when you bow. They're just payments on your life. You made a wreck out of me. From the change I've been set free. And you show up all the way to crowd.
You didn't love me all along. You can't love do me wrong.
I don't trust you no more. So go knock on another door.
And you show up all the way to crowd.
So go knock on another's door,
and you shall fall through your crown.